Okay. Oh, we're rolling. All right. Hey, you're listening to Lulu's Son, Chronicles of a Mad Asian. So today, it's not our typical panel.
Thruple. If you will.
Guess who's back? Coco Puff.
What up? Coco. Hey, guys. Thank you so much.
Tis I.
I couldn't think of a better.
The royal Coco Puff.
I do. All right, so today's podcast episode is going to be about driving pet peeves. So we talked about biggest pet peeves in episode 2, season 3, and we just had to continue this because we mentioned it before and we never got into it because we ran out of time.
And there's so much to talk about.
Holy shit. So me and Meatball rode here together, and just the drive over here was... It was, oh my God, I was losing my shit.
She was, absolutely. I mean, I will tell you, the driving was ridiculous, but she also was losing her shit. I was mildly concerned for my own safety, but yeah.
Sometimes it's kind of therapeutic to lose one's shit.
It is,
but,
though.
You know, when you're alone in your car.
Yeah. As opposed to me sitting there judging you.
So I'm sorry. Yeah. But when there's somebody receiving... The losing of shit. It's not as fun.
Yeah. It was, but I will say it was warranted because there was some serious bullshit going on.
Well, here in Houston, it's always warranted.
Yeah.
I feel like it is a daily thing. I am losing my shit for sure. Not always therapeutic.
Well, one of the things I was losing my shit over was slow drivers. I cannot. Why? Why are you driving 50 miles an hour on the freeway? You know, you cannot survive on our freeways going that slow.
It's so dangerous.
Put the pedal to the metal.
That's right.
And some of us are chronically late.
Yes, like you.
I am, always. At least you know, and I can admit it.
I accept it.
Thank you. You love me anyways. But I have places to be. I have places to be late to. And it didn't make me a little less late.
Yeah, but what is your reasoning for being late?
I have poor time management skills and severe ADHD.
Wow. I think you've said that before. That seemed well rehearsed.
Thank you. Nope. Just I've done a lot of therapy for that. Medication.
Okay. So what are some things that drive you nuts?
So I think I've actually mentioned this on one of our episodes in the past because I think I remember our sound engineer admitting that he does this. But one of the things that really drives me crazy is when there's a long line of traffic to get
on. That was Momo meowing.
On an interstate or something, and somebody cuts to the front of the line and then gets in.
Yes, we did talk about
thereby that. Thereby slowing that line of traffic down and disrupting traffic on the main lanes. Oh, it just pisses
me
off.
I'm super zen. And in that moment, I want to punch throats.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've waited my turn. You wait your turn, dude.
Yeah. And I don't let them in.
Inconsiderate people.
Oh, yeah.
We did a podcast on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that drives me crazy.
I love that.
Thank you for giving me the platform to vent again.
Pulling out in traffic, people that pull out in front. You're driving along, right?
Yeah.
Minding my own damn business, being late somewhere, and somebody pulls out in front of me.
At like 2 miles an hour.
At the slowest.
Yes.
And
that drives me nuts.
And if, you know.
Being behind the person who's pulling out slow and also being on the driver in the road with the person pulling out, I feel your pain.
It is so dangerous.
Yeah.
I will T-bone somebody someday because I try not to be distracted.
You haven't done it yet, though.
I have not. Thank God. No. But that is terrible. And it's bad here.
Yeah, it really is. People not using blinkers.
Okay.
Does anybody have that on their list?
I have that kind of on my list. I have leaving their signal on. So opposite.
I think is funny because your first one was people driving too slow.
Yeah.
But then there's also a case about people driving too fast, right? People weaving in and out and like putting my life in danger because they want to drive like maniacs.
But. Especially the people on the bikes that just weave in and out going like 80.
Like you must not care to live.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're on.
Yeah. Back to not using blinkers though.
Yeah.
So I'm the opposite. What you've just mentioned is forgetting to turn the blinker off.
Yeah.
I have a reason. I'm jamming too hard. I can't hear my blinker.
I was going to ask that. Can you not hear your fucking blinker?
Cannot. I am jamming. I am out loud singing in my car karaoke style.
Yeah. I've been known to do it a time or two, but I'd rather somebody leave it on than not ever use it in the first place. Because to me, I'm like, how hard is it? Really? Literally. All you have to do is move your arm. And not even really that, depending on, your car setup. Maybe it's just moving your hand.
Right.
Come on.
Well, then I think about the poor schmuck behind me who's like, get over, bitch. Already, yeah,
exactly.
Get over.
Exactly. That's driving, me.
Singing Hanson songs.
But how nice to be surrounded by somebody who would let you in.
True. Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
I will say, I love that. So thinking, obviously, we're talking about pet peeves, but on the, what is an opposite of a pet peeve?
Like,
I don't know.
Whatever the opposite of a pet peeve is, a love peeve. We'll call it a love peeve.
That sounds nasty.
I think you can take a pill for that.
That is absolutely battery
operated.
We have too much
estrogen on this podcast right now.
So, but I really do love it when you let somebody in and then wave.
Yes.
That like makes my entire day.
Me too. Oh my God.
I am a waiver for sure.
Yeah, I'm a totally waiver.
Am. I'm saying thank you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I always wonder the people who have really dark tinted windows. In my mind, there's a story playing that they wave to me. I don't know what's happening, but I think they do.
It makes you feel better.
Right.
Whatever makes you feel better.
Thank you.
I think it's called a glimmer. Something like when you have a really good spot in your day.
Yeah.
That's a glimmer.
Did we just seem like acapella?
Yeah. Okay, something else that drives me nuts is when people brake for no reason. Why? Why are you driving and then you just decide to brake? There's nothing happening in front of you.
Or when there's something like happening in the other lanes of traffic going the other way and they just want to slow down and look at it.
It doesn't impact you. Yeah. Keep going. Stop being the bottleneck.
Say that I'm not that person, but I'm totally that person.
You're a breaker.
Fucking nosy. I am so nosy.
I love that you admit it.
I do. I'm sorry. I'm not going to slam on my brakes, though. I am going to slow down for sure. And I'm waving, saying thank you because I'm slowing down. Like, thank you for letting me be nosy. I had to see what happened.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I will say, when there's a situation like that, I fight every bone in my body not to look because then I know I'll slow down. So I, like, really am like, don't look. Don't look. Don't look. Stare straight ahead.
Do you look?
No, I don't.
Oh, you are so strong.
I peep, but I keep driving because I want to continue my 75 miles per hour.
Is that a set 75? Do you do cruise control?
Okay, it's funny you brought that up because even though Harry is not with us today, that was one of his topics, is why aren't people using more cruise control?
Mm. Oh. Hmm. I will say I'm a big fan, but I find that a lot of times it's hard to use it.
Especially in Houston when they're braking and going
stop and
50.
Start. Yeah.
There's too much traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe, just maybe, the theory is if we could just all use cruise control and only have to, you know, slow down and speed up in the entrance lanes and exit lanes, maybe this would be a beautiful thing.
Well, I think that's a lovely theory that never happen.
I'd miss using my middle finger, though. I really would.
Are you not scared that someone's going to pop a cap in your ass?
Listen, I'm trying.
You sound so gangster.
I know. Lulu. Love it. I love this side of you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it where people don't see me. I'm like sneaky.
I'm very passive aggressive.
But you don't do it. I pull up right next to him and I flip him the bullet big time.
So,
I do.
I am definitely known for like the finger guns, except with my middle fingers.
While you're driving?
Okay, I'm doing
quickly,
it right now.
Momentarily.
I'm trying it. No, that's not a finger gun. That's a finger ramming.
With my middle. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. You were ramming.
It's like a gun. One in the pink and one in the steel.
Yeah, exactly.
Whole different topic. But it's where people can't see. It's like below the window line.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get shot like that, but I feel fucking better.
Yeah.
I do.
You know, my husband, he is definitely, he has road rage and he'll kill me for saying that on here, but. I'm worried that he's gonna get a gun one day.
Like, his face. Yeah, there's a reason that that Agent J doesn't have a gun, and that's it because of his road rage. I've had to horse collar him to keep him in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm the kind of person I will make it very clear that I am not pleased with you by giving you the middle finger, but then I'm over it.
Yeah,
it's water under the bridge. You
because
know?
It helped you. It was therapy.
And I showed you that you were doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And
you deserved that. Look what you made me do.
You sit with that.
Now, see, I'm not like you in that I'm not as vocal as you are, but I definitely like to drive up next to the person who has irritated me and ow, I just hit my head. Y'all couldn't see that.
Please keep that
because
as a B-roll.
I was I was demonstrating my reaction to these idiots on the road. But yeah, I look at them, I cock my head.
And you give them the hairy eyeball.
Yeah. And I'm like, the what the fuck look face.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that before and had a guy get out of his car because my look has so much meaning.
So I've had it done to me and I'm kind of aloof. So I didn't mean to piss somebody off, but then I just smile because it makes me happy when
See, that's when you should have done the finger guns.
No. The look of shame is what you need to do.
It's what I get. I get the look of shame though. And I'm sorry, but when somebody pulls up next to me just like that with that very terrible hairy eyeball,
yeah,
like whatever you just said, it gives me so much joy to smile and be like, I love you, hi, have a great day, like sunshine and rainbows, because it pisses them off more. I am very passive aggressive.
Don't let them see you angry.
Yeah, hold it in. But I'm definitely smiling and being like, fuck you, like, through my teeth.
Like, yeah. If I have fucked up, I am the first, like, when they pull up next to me, to be like, sorry about that. That was my bad. But if it's somebody else, yeah, I'll engage in the hairy eyeball for sure.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that drives me nuts is when someone drives side by side with me.
Mm.
So if I want to pass them light, I'll go 5 miles faster. And then they speed up because I guess they feel like they need to.
Yeah.
And then I slow down. I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
Oh, they're totally fucking with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's what gets me, like, when I'm using cruise control and somebody else is doing that, then that really pisses me off. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, I know I'm going a consistent speed. You're the dickhead who's, like, ebbing and flowing here. Yeah. Come on, man. Here's a hairy eyeball for you, too.
And again, it goes back to people who are slowing down for no reason.
Mm-mm. What about forgetting to turn their brights off? People that are...
You know, I didn't think about that.
I didn't either. I didn't have that on my list.
That hurts my little sensitive eyes.
Your little peepers.
Yeah, it does. My little hairy eyeballs. Absolutely right. That hurts so bad. And what do? We flash our lights at them.
Yeah.
Your lights. Oh, yeah.
When they flash their...
Is that what they meant when they said you're supposed to flash them? Because that's not what I meant.
I guess if they have no lights on or... Girl, you showing all the headlights.
Well, you
that's
know,
a different kind. I mean... Different kind of flashing.
I just... Did another bonk on my head. Okay, we'll just
we should have brought you a helmet.
Yeah. I know. Today I'm very head dangerous.
Yes.
Okay, so one thing that Harry mentioned, cars with paper tags that are not new.
Oh,
for
yeah.
some reason, that drives him nuts.
Well, so that's an interesting one because that's become a big problem. So
Has it?
Oh, yeah. It's a huge problem because – and I really do not understand. In today's society, how is that the best – we can do. Mm. Like, you really are going to print off a tag and that's your temporary tag?
But what else are we going to do?
Like, I don't know. Get a fucking, I don't know.
See, she doesn't know what
RFID
she's talking about.
Thing or something that you put on the bumper.
We can't have AI intelligence.
Paper tag.
There's a
really?
Better way.
Yeah. Because people are making fake ones all over the place.
Oh,
and
sure. That's a true statement.
Half the time people are like, well, fuck it. It expired a year ago.
Just
but
printing a new
I'm
one every
here.
Other month.
Right.
It's always
you've got your
current.
Template.
Yeah, you yeah. just scan it in and then change the date. Why not? I don't know.
Okay.
So I get that.
Are y'all honkers?
No, I'm scared too.
I'm
scared.
You know, I do this. I have a little honk that I like to do. Like, if somebody's really not going at a light, I'm not an eager honker. I will give somebody very adequate time. But if I really feel like they're like, oh, look at how beautiful the day is, and they're not paying attention, I'll do like, I try and do this like, on my
a
horn,
baby,
and of course,
a squeaker.
Yeah,
it's a warning.
It doesn't really work that way, right? Your horn has one volume, but I try and like hit it just like really quick to just, and then I go like this. I hit it, and then I do a little wave, like hey, hey, like I'm not mad at you.
Don't
I
shoot
just,
me.
Like, don't shoot me.
Please don't shoot me.
I mean,
that's my
are,
don't shoot me wave.
We are a gun carry state for those who don't know.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, but no. But other than that, I'm not a honker, and I will tell you. I don't know if we've talked about this. I can't remember if we've ever talked about it on the podcast. But, you know, there are like there's actually something where certain sounds will trigger people.
Oh, ooh, we right. have not talked about this.
So Agent J has that with horn honking.
Oh, really?
Oh, and it is like a violent
switch. Oh, that's
switch.
There's that
the
road rage.
Yeah. Yeah. And it well, and it's not even just it's not even on the road. We used to live around the corner from my sister and we would walk the dog in the morning and my sister knew he had this thing. So she would drive up next to us and lay on the horn behind us and he would nearly just come out of his skin. He was so instantly furious. Oh,
That's so, lovable asshole.
I know.
Moves right yep, there.
Exactly. And then, of course, she would do the token wave. Hey!
That gave her a glimmer.
Yeah, exactly. So I also have on my list, I also had people texting and driving.
Okay, yes. That
anybody
is,
else have that one?
That is my husband's biggest pet peeve, and that's the one where he rages out and drives up and be like, what the fuck?
That is scary.
Do you guys ever think about wanting to get, like, I've thought many times about wanting to get little signs that I can hold up in my window.
Let's do this.
That's like a little, you know, like, what do you call this?
We need to come up with a business, know. A side hustle.
What would your sign say?
Oh, wait.
What would be your most used sign?
In front of everybody.
Oh, God, that's a great question.
Right? Don't steal our idea.
I think come on, motherfucker, would probably be a pretty well used one.
Oh, come on.
put the phone down and drive would probably be one.
I can think of some songs just like, you know, come on, like, come on, Eileen. But it'd be like, come on, mofo.
It's a number one hit.
Yes. Yes.
Already.
Yeah. Yeah. So that drives me crazy. It's yeah. It blows my mind that people think that that's a good idea or that like, oh, it's only taking my attention away for 2 seconds.
Mm-mm. Or so putting on makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Do y'all do
shaving?
That? Do you do that?
Shaving? Who's shaving?
I have seen in traffic.
A dude? With,
I know. Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were talking about women. Like, what are they shaving?
I mean, I might be there in a few years, but I'm just saying, like, got the little chin hair. But shaving full on with the electric razor.
That's gross that all the hair is just sitting there on their lap or in the car.
They don't give a shit.
Well, then also, when you get out,
they're probably nasty hoarders.
Picking their noses.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny you said that. It's because so when we recorded the things that gross you out, God, I just knocked my head again on this. So, yes, I was just on a business trip and I was telling my designated driver that things that gross me out is when people are at a light and they're picking your nose, and people don't really pay that much attention, but I do. And so as she was dropping me off, we were sitting there at the light, people were turning right, and I started counting. I was like, oh my God, that guy just picked his nose. I think he just ate his booger.
Fucking
the next car. This guy's picking his fucking nose. The next car, I'm like, I didn't see the finger insert in his nostril, but he was touching his nose.
Savages.
What the hell?
And the different, listen, this is a whole other subtopic, but like the different styles of nose picking, like that's how wow. often people pick their
you
noses in the car.
You pay too much attention
I can't to help this. It. Who? Do you not realize that we can see you in your glass case there?
Your glass case of emotion.
Glass case of emotion. It is visible highly. No matter what your tint is, I can see you picking your nose.
Okay, so here's my question in all of this. So when you're seeing, because I really feel like I make a very concerted effort never to stop right next to anyone. So if they're stopped,
yeah.
I will stop high or low.
I don't care.
But I'm not going to stop right next to you. So I don't really see people picking their nose ever because they never stop next to
I'm
someone.
Nosy.
But yeah, nosy. You know what? I do like to see people's expressions when they're, you know.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm watching them fight. I'm watching them. I'm so nosy, y'all.
And they're all bouncing up and down because
they're so
into the road.
I should be paying attention to
the anger.
Am I that asshole? It's me.
No.
I should be paying attention to
the
road.
You're the problem.
Damn it.
Well, another thing that drives me nuts is when people don't go when it's green. And you kind of mentioned earlier that you do this light honk, but sometimes they're there for a really long time.
Well, and I give people a very long time. I am a gracious, patient waiter. But if it's really evident that they are
they're on their phone
sleeping on the job, then I give them that my friendly tap.
Usually. Oh my gosh, speaking of sleeping, the other day I was driving to work. It was in the morning and this guy fell asleep in his car at the light.
Maybe it was a medical emergency.
I don't know, but people were honking and I had to turn left, so I went around. Luckily it was a two left lane, you know, turn. And I rolled up behind him because, again,
how do you know
look
he
of
was
shame,
asleep
right?
And not dead.
This motherfucker is sleeping. And so I was like, what do I do? Do I be the good Samaritan and get out of my car and knock? I was like, okay, I don't know if he's a killer. I need to go to work. You
know? How do you know he was asleep?
Were other people
honking? Well, because somebody, a good Samaritan, got out of his car and was banging on his window and he woke up.
Oh my god.
And then after
that's
that,
terrifying.
The light turned green. I was like, bye, on my way to work.
I just got my morning entertainment for the day. Thanks, guys.
But no matter how much, like, yeah, he was out. Out like a light.
Wow. That's one. That's terrifying.
Dangerous.
Yeah. It can't be narcolepsy, right? Because if, would he have a driver's license?
I don't know.
I would think that would be something they might withhold your driver's license for.
Sudden onset of narcolepsy.
Yeah. I don't know. Jesus. Okay.
All right. We're talking about driving, but does parking, is that included in this conversation?
I totally agree.
Sure, you have to park to be able, or drive to be able to park.
Are you going
to
say parking over the line, like double parking?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Something chaps my
it
head
It pisses
more.
Me off, especially when it's a
I just
a
saw
nice
the hairy
vehicle.
Eyeball come out from the Coco.
I'm twitching. Yeah. I can't even. Like, fuck you. There's no parking spots, especially when there are no parking spots. And it's the
I
one
know.
That's like a half spot because some asshole wants to protect their big old truck.
Oh, what makes you so truck, special?
Right? Yeah.
I'm like, if you can't park it between those lines, you shouldn't be driving
You're
it.
Not special.
You're right. It's always a truck.
Yeah.
It is, isn't
That's
it?
Not true.
Usually.
That's not true. I have seen two-door Porsches. Oh. Park across because they just didn't. They just wanted
that
the space.
Is giant asshole right
yeah.
there.
BMWs, a lot of BMWs, I see that. Mm. The upper
That's
series.
Real small tisk, dick energy.
That's Shame on you. Is. Shame on you.
I can't.
I know. That's
I terrible. Want to key. I do. I've never keyed anybody before. I've
I
been
did
keyed.
Key somebody in my youth.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I have never done that.
It was in college.
I couldn't. I don't know. That's...
When's are you? Like last year? What was the reason?
You know,
Just
I
curious.
Don't remember. This was like...
Had to involve a boy.
Years ago. I mean, how old are we? This is so long ago.
We're around there.
I don't know about you, but I'm like 28. So.
We're sisters, obviously.
Yes, clearly. Yeah. Twins.
We all look the same.
Yeah.
Tired.
Well, I got to imagine it had something to do with a guy. Because that's...
It was not.
It really
it was
wasn't?
Not. No, someone had made me so mad, and I want to say it was a female, and I just keyed her car.
Wow.
What about accessories on cars, like obnoxious accessories?
Oh, my gosh. I have seen, like, stuffed animals all along the back window. All these little baby stuffed animals.
Like Beanie Babies?
Beanie Babies. Beanie Babies and the ducks. The ducks in
the
front.
Oh, people glue things to their cars.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. It's like car art.
I will admit that my first car ever, it was a real piece of shit, so I wasn't real worried about the outside.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah, I epoxied a plastic, a very lifelike iguana to the hood as a hood ornament, but I left its tail free so its tail could, like, flap in the breeze. And at first I left it green, but then after a while I spray painted it silver to match the car. That thing was sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
I couldn't have gotten any worse.
It was actually probably holding the car together. So
the epoxy was.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Did you ever get pulled over? Like, why the fuck is this thing on your car?
Oh, no. No, I got pulled over, but it had nothing to do with the iguana.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but then I couldn't roll down the window because the windows didn't roll down. You know, so that's one of those awkward things when you're a teenager, like, it doesn't roll down. And then you start to panic. Yeah.
What about tailgating?
You
people
know,
that tailgate.
I do that when I am in a hurry sometimes. Mostly it's because I want them to get out of the left lane into the middle lane.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
stop
yeah,
driving
we didn't even
slow.
Say that. How did that not come up? Yeah. People who drive slow in the left lane.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Get out.
Yeah. No, not cool.
Now,
let me ask you this question, because this is a debate Agent Jay and I have on a regular basis. Does that rule apply to every road?
You mean like country road, two lane road? Like can
well anything? Obviously, you'd have to have at least two lanes going in the same direction.
Right? I do. But I apply it no matter as long as it's two lanes, two plus lanes. I apply that same rule.
So
or just freeways.
So city streets that have two lanes each way.
Yeah,
you apply that logic as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't see it the same way. I feel like it's a highway rule.
Mm.
It's probably because I've traveled so much for work, you know, small towns, big cities, and it's just, when you get those big trucks, it still applies.
Well, and if you've got big trucks, you know, but to me, if you're on a city street and it's got two lanes in each direction, you've got turn lanes on either side. So from a functional standpoint, the left lane system doesn't really work anymore, you know? So you've got to have a free flow of traffic for the left lane concept to work, in my opinion.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Either way, I have places to be.
That's right.
And if there's a lane.
Either way,
she has places to be late.
Get the fuck out of my way.
That's either all way, I'm saying.
Regardless.
Yes. All right. Closing out, what is your mantra for the road?
Mantra for the road.
Get the fuck out of my way.
Okay. We just figured out Coco's.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my way.
I think that goes for me as well.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Mine is hi, because I really like it when people wave at me.
Wave.
Hi.
Again, put the pedal to the metal. Get out of my way.
Yeah. Yes. But don't forget to wave to me when you drive by.
I wish I had a honk to end this episode. Honk, honk. Bye.